UFC 235's co-main event will be a five-round title bout to crown the undisputed welterweight champion of the world. Challenger to the throne will be Kamaru Usman, a staple of South Florida's MMA scene, whose journey began on the African Gulf Coast.
Growing up in Nigeria, I always knew that I was destined for something greater, something better. And my parents knew it because I always told them. Once we immigrated here, we kind of had to assimilate and start to partake in the sports that were big here in America. But it wasn't until I found wrestling that I really decided that this is what I wanted to do.
In wrestling, Usman was a natural, parlaying a Division II national championship with a run at the Olympics. And although injuries slowed his wrestling trajectory, Usman found new purpose in MMA with a burgeoning super camp. The Black Zillions represented combat athletes at every career stage, from former champions to prospects on the rise.
You got a champion heart, you'll find a way to win.
Draw power when you fight, the right hand, you step back, boom!
These fighting nomads convened to help each other reach the peak.
Each and every day it tested me because I came in as a pure wrestler and they threw me to the wolves.
Usman showed enough promise to represent the Black Zillions on The Ultimate Fighter, where they competed with Florida rival American Top Team, and the Nigerian nightmare had officially arrived.
It all comes down to this.
Go.
Usman could just suffocate you, and he's so athletic, and he's learning so fast. And just excellent transitions here. You know, he is an answer for everything Hassan's doing. Hassan's struggling to breathe. I can hear it here from the desk.
Look like a tap.
That's
there.
It.
Kamaru Usman comes up huge for the Black Stallions.
The Nigerian Nightmare, Usman.
The Black Stallions have since disbanded, but many of the original members have remained fixtures of Usman's fight camp.
Okay, one more warm-up round. Switch your partners. Everybody with everybody. Big, small, yellow, white, skinny as hell. Cowboys, Indians.
Such a striking trainer turned head coach, Henry Hooft.
I met him and he was just a wrestler. We really had to go into the basic of the fundamentals of striking. In and out, movement, let's go. For him to win that tournament was just a statement. That was the first step for him to go to the next level.
Being the Ultimate Fighter winner, this is his big show debut.
The Nigerian Nightmare, that's what he wants to be known as. And I'll tell you what, watching him on The Ultimate Fighter, he kind of is a nightmare.
Oh! Oh, he got tagged by a hard left, and Usman's all over him. Nasty ground and pound.
Usman!
It's not just the wrestling skill and technique, which he most certainly has, but it's that combined with his sheer strength.
Oh, huge right hands for Usman.
He's oozing with confidence.
Oh!
Oh, big shot.
As dangerous as it gets, and unbeaten in the UFC.
Oh!
He made a statement. He dropped him out cold.
170s? Get ready. I'm a problem.
He's relentless. You get up, he's gonna put you back down. You try to escape this way, he's gonna follow you.
He's certainly a guy with massive potential.
I'm the most dominant and most well-rounded welterweight on the planet. Nobody can stop me.
Eight consecutive UFC wins found Usman in a main event spot against former lightweight champion Rafael Dos Anjos.
He has applied suffocating pressure to Dos Anjos from the very beginning.
Short elbow there on the left side from Usman.
Heavy body shots.
Usman showing a lot of confidence in his striking.
And Usman dips levels.
But this night will belong to the Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman.
You know, I got into this sport and I made a statement. I'm coming for that welterweight strap.
At UFC 235 in Las Vegas, Usman will attempt to do what no man has ever done before. Seize the belt from reigning welterweight champion, Tyron Woodley. Like Usman, Woodley is a collegiate wrestling All-American. And for this camp, the Chosen One has reconnected with a former college teammate.
This might be the first time you guys watch me get my ass whooped. You ain't gonna get many, you better watch close.
Who is also the latest exciting addition to the UFC's roster, undefeated welterweight Ben Askren.
Tyron was the first Big 12 champion from Missouri, All-American as a sophomore, and we spent so many days, drilling together, wrestling together, traveling together.
It was almost a gift and a curse, you know, somebody tough that you have to wrestle every day, a lot tougher than your competition, but also it prepares you for the competition. For wrestling, you have to have a certain mindset. And Kamaru Usman does possess that mindset if he won the NCAA title in Division II. But we're not gonna sit here and compare Division II to Division I. It's night and day. I've beaten so many Division II national champions. I've beaten so many Division I national champions, world team members, Olympians. If it comes down to us just wrestling with no punches, no grappling, I'm gonna win 10 out of 10 matches against him.
Oh, he tagged him!
Woodley's wrestling background translated to thunderous knockout ability in mixed martial arts.
That is what we're talking about. We're talking about the speed.
He blasted his way to the UFC title with the power in his hands.
It doesn't get any cleaner than that, folks.
Before showcasing his true fighting genius.
He really understands everything about fighting. Tyron's been intelligent enough to kind of figure out what he does well and how it's going to work against different styles.
A five-time world champion kickboxer, it has been a seamless transition into mixed martial arts for Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
He's a sensational striker. He moves like a snake. He bends at the waist and moves back and forth in a very unusual and hard-to-time manner. And he can do a lot of techniques with stunning accuracy that you just rarely see inside the octagon. Look at that spinning back kick.
I completely shifted to fighting a karate-style fighter.
Oh! Woodley hurt him! Oh, he hurt him again!
And still!
Then I went from that to one of the best grapplers that our sport has ever seen.
The level of Brazilian jiu-jitsu that Damian Maia possesses is just off the chart.
So a decidedly different challenge for the champion here tonight compared to his previous defenses against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
Good timing there by Maia, but beautiful stuff by the champ. Tyron just shucked him off there.
Maia has one way to win. He's got to get the takedown. Woodley knows that, so he's counting on his wrestling to back him up and then his power to defend that.
Oh, he got tagged.
So a new career high, 23 takedown attempts for Damian Maia. He has yet to land one. The path to welterweight gold still goes through Missouri.
And I went from that to the up-and-coming fighter, the young guy that had a lot of power.
Oh, beautiful uppercut off the backhand.
That left hand is ferocious.
It's a rally of punches here from Darren Till. Everyone and anyone, I don't care.
Many people thought a fighter like that that could put the pressure on me, that maybe it would have been his time. But I'm not gonna let this young kid come out there and take my belt.
All eyes on the knockout artist, Darren Till, tonight. They are watching in Liverpool and beyond.
There's a cult of personality about this young man. There's something about him. He's magnetic and he's scary.
And tonight, he can become a true star by beating a guy as accomplished as Tyron Woodley.
All right, Sean, you ready? You ready, sir? Let's go fight.
Tyron's starting much more aggressive than he normally does.
Tyron sticks and moves.
It seems like Tyron's trying to set a trap for him by backing up to the fence, and then he counters with that pullback right hand.
Oh! Oh, he's knocked down for Woodley! Till covering up! Tyron Woodley, big elbows now!
Oh! Tyron Woodley's landing bombs! He's getting smashed!
Oh!
Tyron easily just stepped over in half guard now. Oh, look out, he's looking for a Doris.
Darren Till not the tap and tight. There's the tap! Tyron Woodley! Remains the welterweight champ!
I dominated him, so I want to take it up a level.
UFC welterweight champion of the world, Tyron the champion.
UFC 235, I'm going to knock Kamaru Usman out.
He shut it all down tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, knocked out for Woodley.
Tyron Woodley's landing bombs.
Undisputed welterweight champion Tyron Woodley.
There's the tap.
Is a portrait of UFC superstar.
Huge fan, brother. Huge fan.
From movie sets to music studios.
My single, I'll Beat Your Ass, is coming out next week. Featuring Wiz Khalifa.
Life at the top can be overwhelming. But for the chosen one, a champion's lifestyle is necessary for peace of mind.
I live a chaotic life. That's why I do the music. That's why I do the acting.
Yeah, hey.
I'm right here.
It takes my mind off of the severity of I'm walking in and somebody's trying to hurt me. Somebody's trying to take my belt. So we went to the studio session.
We're at High Five Studios in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. One of Ty's friends called me from St. Louis. I mean, we brought him here because this was the best studio in Milwaukee. We make hit records here.
A lot of my music is made on real facts. Like, I might have been feeling this type of way when I walked into the studio, or somebody might say something completely off the wall. I'm like, oh, no, I like that.
Yeah. Yo.
That's what music is. Everybody doesn't have exactly what they want to talk about. Sometimes it's a beat, sometimes it's an energy, and you feed off of that.
Let me step out of here, and I'm going to keep writing.
You want me to kind of just have it start from the beginning of your verse and then go to the end of it?
Yeah, that works.
All right.
I can see that he's looking at, like, every angle to make it the best song possible.
Isn't it kind of weird how that's like a bridge slash verse?
So it needs like a pre-hook, hook, and then bridge. He really takes it serious, like it's his craft.
Music is just another form of art. If I'm fighting, that's mixed martial arts. If it's acting, that's an art. So now I'm just trying to expound and just lift my ceiling up.
Back in sunny South Florida, Woodley's March 2nd opponent, Kamaru Usman, continues fight life with teammates who have guided him from the very beginning, such as former UFC title challenger Anthony Johnson and former light heavyweight champion Rashad Evans.
I was at the stage in my career where, you know, I had the highs and I had the lows at that point, you know, and I needed that spark plug in my career. And being around him, he was how I was in the beginning, you know, always wanting to train, and he just had that hunger.
He used to come in the gym with a singlet on sparring days.
I'll still do it, you know?
He didn't know how to throw a punch to save his life, but he knew how to wrestle. That was one thing. And I still remember the day he punched me in my mouth for the first time. That's when I knew he was evolving into something special.
I was like, he's got some potential to do some things on a next level that could surprise a lot of people.
I started this journey with these guys, and I know that, you know, our co-founder with Rashad, Glenn Robinson, is gonna be looking down right now, and he's gonna be like, wow, I knew this was gonna happen.
Today is all about this weigh-in. It's all about Kamaru. It's all about the support to Kamaru.
In September of 2018, Glenn Robinson, co-founder of Usman's first fight team, abruptly died from a suspected heart attack.
3, 4, 5.
Our house number one, and we'll do it again.
And his memory weighs heavy on the many people he touched.
There's people that step into each and every athlete's life that are instrumental in your development as not just an athlete, but as a human being. And Glenn was one of those guys.
So tomorrow, go again.
Rest, recover, repeat.
He was instrumental alongside Rashad Evans in kind of kicking start my whole career.
Glenn, he brought us all together. And we were a crazy bunch. We got our ambassador right here of that time and era about to do his thing.
We're going to do it for the home team. You know, we started together. We're going to finish it together.
Becoming a UFC champion is validation for Glenn Robinson, validation for Sugar Rashad Evans. This is for the Black Zillions, Henry Hooft.
Henry Hooft is the present-day leader of Usman's fight preparation.
Here we go, 1, 2, 2.
The veteran of almost 90 kickboxing matches.
Stop. No.
Will have his pupil well prepared for the unique style matchup with Tyron Woodley.
They'll wrestle, but both these guys want to knock people out. When Kamaru's striking is getting better every fight. 1, 2. Nice. 1, 2.
My path to victory is doing whatever I want to do. I can knock you out if I want. I can take you down and beat you up all night if I want to.
1, 2.
Whatever Woodley gives me, I'm going to take, and I will be victorious.
He already showed on his way to the title fight how great he can be. Now it's time for him to shine, you know, and get that belt.
Hooft breeds confidence in Usman for the title bout with a seasoned champion. One who is quick to dismiss the bold mentality of his opposition.
Your coaches are supposed to tell you you're ready. They're supposed to tell you you're prepared for this. Even if you're not, if they told him that he's ready, he can beat me, they've prepared him to fail, because he's going to walk out there and he's going to get f***ed up. They're great trainers and a great training partners and a great coaches. They've done an amazing job with that team, but they haven't been on this level. My coach Dean was the number one lightweight in the world at one point in time. He's fought the who's who of the sport.
Din Thomas is Woodley's longtime head coach, and the Rufus Sport Academy has opened its doors once again for the pair to immerse themselves in combat.
Coming to Wisconsin is a great situation for us because we're able to just eliminate distractions. Ira can sit down and focus, and we sit around and discuss the fight plan, and, you know, to have Duke Rufus around. We love it.
Please stand, coach.
The gym leader rounds out the team's preparation as the final ingredient.
Stop me at the gym. What? Oh, like you're stopping a takedown. Oh, that's it.
In a recipe for success.
Exactly. Stop them and rock them. There it was.
Dean and I work so good together and Tyron's so coachable. Right when you hit, squeeze your hips like you're stuffing a takedown. All right? We look at every fight as an opportunity to get better. And anytime a tough guy like Usman, he's getting his title shot, he's going to be hungry. We're prepared for that, though. We want him to bring it because it plays into some of the new weapons we have for the fight.
Oh. Yes, dive the head, hook up. Oh. Nice.
They think they want some. They don't really want none.
The chosen one.
I'm gonna finish him. And I always just say that because you guys want to hear it. I say that because that's what I've done.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm always trying to knock him out. I'm always trying to go for submissions.
Tyron Woodley made a statement.
And he doesn't have enough skills to stop me from doing it.
Oh, he tagged him.
Oh, knockdown for Woodley.
Once he gets in there and realizes who he's up against, he's going to know that I'm special. I'm a different breed.
Big takedown for Usman.
March 2nd, Tyron Woodley's in for a bad night.
Woodley and Usman put words into action at UFC 235 in Las Vegas. For a five-round title bout, it will set the stage for a light heavyweight championship main event between reigning king John Bones Jones and confident challenger Anthony Lionheart Smith.
That is a fighter's fighter right there.
I want to see this fight end with John Jones flat on his back, wondering what happened.
March 2nd, I'm going to give the fans exactly what they want to see, which is high-level mixed martial arts. I'm going to be finishing this fight.
And chill!